And for our next segment, Stanley Hadsall from Market Block Books is here to talk about the books that have been exciting him the most this week. And hi, Stanley.
Howdy.
Good to have you back.
Oh, thank you. It's always good to be back. I have a little twist today. I brought you a whole slew of weird and wonderful journals and blank books and objects to baffle your mind. I've been keeping a journal since 1971.
Ooh.
Don't be too impressed by that. Most of it is just dribble, but it helps me. You know, I write stuff down, and it gives me a chance to kind of reflect on what my day was like or where I need to go, and it's been a friend. So this year I tried something new and different because I've seen some of the things that are out there that we sell and inspired me. So I brought some wild and wonderful things that might inspire you or somebody else.
I'm glad to hear about this. My grandmother is always encouraging me to start a journal, and I feel like I kind of start, but then it just doesn't really seem like it's going anywhere, so I just stop.
Well, I'm here to help you. That's my job. Not just a bookseller today.
Okay.
I'm a writer.
So what's this first book?
This is a 5-year journal, and you can open up in the middle of it. You'll see one page has a five-year spread. So you can write down, there's a little comment at the top you can respond to, but you can basically keep track of 5 years at a glance. And it is, a friend of mine found his mother's 5-year journal from the 40s, and it was amazing how many gaps she had, but how many repetitions in year-to-year things that were going on around the same time frame. So it was a fascinating observation.
It seems like it is. I could totally see how that could be cool.
And look how beautiful. It's got gold edges. It has a little...
It looks almost biblical.
It does. It's your biblical. So this is the same company. They do a companion thing, and it's a question and answer format. The same idea, except you answer a question every year instead of writing your reflections or do whatever you want. And they make
a
similar
one
for grandparents as well.
I definitely think I like this one more. I feel like this one provides more in that moment versus I think the other one gives you more to look at over, like, when you're looking past, on, like, past years. If that makes any sense.
It's a guide for you.
Love it.
These three I'm bringing, there's 52 questions. Hint, hint, what's that 52 for? For relationships, for families, and for friends. And these are really wonderful questions that you might ask someone in your family and have a little family discussion about it, or someone you're in a relationship. But they're pretty intense questions at times, and they don't expect a quick answer. Some of them you have to have some thought with them. So I really am impressed by these. They're just, you know, $7.50. It's a good way to kind of drag someone out who's kind of hesitant to talk, or to bring around a conversation that hasn't been happening ever.
Yeah, it seems like it could be a good conversation starter, idea maker.
So the next one is the how-to. It's called dot journaling. And this is a way to design a journal that's going to suit your needs. So you take a blank book and you follow these ideas, because some people don't know how to do this. I'm not one of those people either. And this is a way to set up a grid, create your own calendar, your own schedule.
Food diary.
For anything you like. And this is just the actual workbook for it.
Oh, wow.
It comes with a companion blank journal that you can actually practice on. But we carry all kinds of blank books. I didn't bring those in because they're just going to be blank, right?
Like moleskins and stuff.
So the next one I brought is a kid's journal, and it's called I Love Science. And so it's a companion to the girls' science books and the women's science books that we have for young readers. And this is a way to kind of look at the world, your life, look at scientific inquiry. It's a really cool thing for kids who want to do more than just doodle away. Are you ready to be a scientist now?
Yeah, I think so. And there's lots of nice quotes, it looks like, from women who are scientists and mathematicians and things.
Right. Again, it's a companion to the kids' book that matches that with the same beautiful artwork on the cover.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
So this next one, these are actually blank stationery that you can write and send to people. So the one you have is called Letter for the Year. So you write it now and you can send it off or hide it for later. We have, where's my list here? We have them for newborns, for brides. This is a letter for me when I grow up. Not me personally, but that's what it says on the cover. I'm still trying to grow up, I guess. We have letters to my daughter, letters to my son, and they're just like those old-fashioned mailers.
You, they unfold.
They unfold, and you write the letter, and you can mail it or hand it to someone.
I love this.
And they're very popular. They just fly out the door.
Really?
Yeah, they're extremely popular.
And everyone says the postal service is dying.
Well, I still use it a lot.
Me too.
I'm a letter writer from way back. I'm, you know, journal guy, so I'm still writing all these years.
Do you remember when everyone got mad because they raised stamps to 50 cents? Which is crazy.
And then they dropped them down to 49.
It's like, here's 50 cents. Take this to Alaska.
It's still cheaper than having online service.
It is.
That's true.
So, and another one in the kids is Matilda's Fantastically Fun Notebook. So Matilda is the novel by Roald Dahl for kids 8 to 12. And this is mostly references from the book and some clever things to do if you've read the book. And, of course, some kids have even seen the Broadway musical. It's a charming book to inspire kids to write more.
I think I saw the Matilda movie. Isn't that the one where the kid eats all the chocolate?
Yeah, that cake scene on
that
the stage.
That was like one of my favorite movies.
That scared the man, yeah, that scared me when I was a child.
it was a crazy movie for sure. Definitely like one of the best kids' movies though.
I don't think I saw a movie. I read the book, but did not see the movie, nor did I see the Broadway musical.
I didn't know there was a book.
So, I'm here telling you, there is a book. This is my job to tell you there's a book. And it's wacky.
I believe it, because the movie's wacky, so it has to be.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's get the book. You need it. So, this next one is for adults. It's called Practice You. And, again, it's a directive kind of journal that kind of helps you get a sense of where to go with these ideas. And then it becomes a springboard for you to do whatever you want to do next, whether it's artistic or expression with words. You can see there's all kinds of...
It's beautifully painted with watercolors and things.
You're right. It is a gorgeous book.
Yeah.
Everything about it has a nice, serene feel to it as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word for it.
So it doesn't threaten you. This is ideal for people who are afraid to have a blank book and not know what to do with it. This one at least will kind of help you down to the next step.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. You always bring the best stuff, Stanley.
Well, because I work in the best job. So this is a series. Carrie Smith is the author of this, and she used to live here in Troy. And this is called Wreck Your Journal. So it tells you to do all kinds of interesting and unusual and odd things. This one has a color cover to it. The previous one was more of a black and white-ish thing. And kids were instructed, once they fill it up, to mail it to somebody, their journal. And one of them was supposed to nail it to a tree and pummel it with bricks. It's all kinds of ways to interact with this thing more than just with a pen or a pencil.
This one says, trace the things in your bag or pockets. Let the lines overlap.
And then find another one in there because there's some really random things.
Glue a random page from a newspaper here and color it.
All right.
This sounds like so much fun.
It does.
Yeah.
It is meant to be a lot of fun. And there are some YouTube videos you can go on and look at kids who have done their own record journals.
Listen to this one. Do a really ugly drawing here. Use ugly subject matter. Gum, poo, dead things, a badly drawn bird, mold, barf, crude. I think this is a great book to end the segment on.
Thank you so much for being here, Stanley.
You're very welcome.